Hey, Huxley, I think this second date update is going to work out for you.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I do. Well, you know, because the girl that you want to call, she just went through a divorce. You went through a divorce. I think once you guys talk it out, you both will realize you don't have many options. And at the end of the second date, she will agree to go out with you again because, hey, why not?
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because she's just finally
giving
up.
That's really nice of you. I like that, Jewel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Putting me on. That's nice.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Huxley is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named Alicia. They actually have known each other since college. They kind of fell off a little bit after college. But he always had a crush on her. She always had a boyfriend. Then she got married. He recently saw on Facebook that she was divorced, and they started chatting, and he said, hey, we should go out and talk and hang out. Mm-hmm. They did, but now she's not responding to him. And maybe, have you thought about this, Huxley? Maybe your date was so bad that she went back into the arms of her ex.
Oh, no!
Yeah, this second date update is doing wonders for my confidence.
Yeah, sounds like it.
No problem, man. All right, I'll dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alicia?
Yeah, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. This is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
Wonderful. It means we're doing our job.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to call you today to ask you about a guy that you recently went on a date with.
What?
Mm-hmm. We do a segment on our radio show called The Second Date Update. That's basically where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why.
Oh, okay. That's fun, I guess.
It is kind of fun. I like it. And the guy that emailed us about you, his name is Huxley.
Huxley?
Huxley, yeah. Do you know a lot of Huxleys? I feel like that's not a very common name.
No, I only know one Huxley.
And have you gone out with Huxley lately?
Yes, I did hang out with him recently.
Okay, good. We've got the right person on the phone then. Well, Huxley is wondering why you won't answer any of his Facebook messages or phone calls or anything after you guys hung out.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know why I haven't called him back.
What? Come on. Yes,
you have to know why you haven't called him back. There's got to be a reason.
I don't know if I should talk about it.
Why not? He's the one that's asking.
I mean, this is a radio station.
Yeah, but he contacted us to get a hold of you because you won't tell him, and so he's confused. Is there anything that you can tell us?
I mean, we used to be really good friends in college.
Come on, you gotta give this man something. He has been crushing on you hard for a really long time.
He has?
Yeah. He says he's had a crush on you since college, and you always had a boyfriend, so he could never ask you out. And then he saw that you were recently single, so he decided to take the chance, and you guys actually went out.
Yeah.
And now he wants to see you again, but apparently you're not calling him back.
I mean, that's really flattering, but I don't think I'm going to go out with him again.
Oh, but you should have heard the way he described you and your beautiful smile and how lovely you are and what a good person you are.
Super cute.
I know. I mean, he is a really nice guy. I mean, Huxley is great.
Okay, so if you like him so much and he's a really great guy, why not give him the respect of at least letting him know why you don't want to go out with him again?
Okay, fine. I just don't want to date a guy who's been divorced.
Wait, what?
You don't want to date a guy who's been divorced?
No, it's a huge turnoff to me.
Well, Huxley told us that you were recently divorced. Is that not true?
That is true. I just don't want to date a guy who's divorced.
Is it because you're just not ready to date yet?
No, I don't want to date a guy with all of that baggage from being divorced. That's a lot to deal with.
But
you can
divorced.
See how that sounds a little strange, though, right? Like, you're divorced, and you're saying you don't want to date a guy who's divorced?
Yeah, I mean, it's just different. It's very different.
All right, so even though you've been divorced, you just will not date a dude who's been divorced.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
You understand how hypocritical that sounds, right?
I mean, divorce guys are just always bitter, and they're always talking about how women are going to take their money just like what? Their ex-wife did.
That is a huge, huge stereotype that I don't think holds true.
Those are the guys that I've met.
I know a lot of divorced dudes, and yeah. I've never heard one of them say that, actually.
Well, you're not dating them, are you?
No, unfortunately, because a few of them are loaded, and I would love to take their money. Hey, Alicia. It's very interesting reasoning. Thank you for being honest with us and giving us an answer.
Yeah, I just prefer a single guy who is completely unattached.
That's
just my thing.
Okay. And my thing is surprising people by letting them know that somebody's on the other line when they're listening. And Huxley is actually on the phone and heard this whole conversation and wants to talk to you.
No, he's not.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I don't understand your reasoning at all. It makes no sense.
It's just my thing. I don't want to date a divorced guy.
But you're divorced.
Yeah, but you're a divorced guy, and I'm a divorced woman, and it's very, very different.
What? I don't think it's very, very different at all.
The difference is I divorced my husband, but you lost your wife. So that's a very different dynamic.
Ouch.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah, I won my divorce. You lost yours. So you have more baggage because you didn't win your divorce.
Are you kidding me?
It's not a board game.
So are you saying, Alicia, that because you're the one that divorced your husband, you have less baggage than Huxley?
Yeah, when we were at the bar, he told me that his wife broke up with him. I mean, I left my ex. So there's a big difference there.
Oh, my God.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
My ex and I split like 7 years ago. It was like an amicable split. She left, but it was completely like amicable. Both sides agreed that it was over.
So it sounds like you're changing your story now because that's not what you told me at the bar.
What are you talking? I mean, I said she left me, which implied like she left the relationship.
I mean, I would have thought differently if you had left her, but it sounds like you are not the one in the driver's seat in this relationship.
Are you guys listening
Alicia,
to this?
Are you just being mean and petty because you're really hurt by your own stuff you're going through?
No, I'm not being mean and petty. I'm telling this guy what I want out of a relationship. How is that being mean and petty?
So you'd like me better if I divorced my wife?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is so weird.
Actually, I would prefer that you weren't divorced at all, but since you were divorced, it is better if you left her instead of the other way around.
Oh my
wow.
Gosh. I mean, look at it this way. When some people get a dog, some people like get a new puppy, and some people like to adopt a rescue. I want a new puppy.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Hey, Alicia, would you like to go out on a second date with Huxley? I probably know the answer, but we will pay for a date if you go out with him again.
You know, I think I made my point pretty clear, but I still would like to be friends with him.
What? Hey, a little rescue?
Alicia, how can I possibly just be friends with you after all of the stuff you just said about me?
You're damaged. I just don't want that in a relationship, but I am fine working with you through it as a friend. I can't do it in a
I'm not damaged. You're damaged. You're damaged. Like, this is, like, hear yourself. You are damaged. You are the damaged one.
But I'm not as damaged as you because I left my husband.
All right.
No.
I'll let you guys argue this out later about who's the more damaged in this situation.
Uh-huh.
Alicia, thank you for your time. Huxley, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date out of this whole thing.
Yeah, thanks.
But you know what I will do for you, Huxley?
What's that?
I'll ask our listeners. Text in at 78592. We have a beautiful rescue on the phone. His name is Huxley. If you'd like to adopt him, text us 78592.